As we come together this morning, we welcome Leonard and celebrate the beginning of his ministry among us as assistant curate. Leonard, do you, in the presence of this congregation, commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility?
I do.
And to the congregation, I ask the question that's on the screen. Will you, who witness this new beginning, support and uphold Leonard in this ministry? Let us then offer our prayers to God for all of God's people, for this congregation, for Leonard, and for the ministry team here at St. George on Yonge. Gracious God, strengthen and sustain Leonard, that with patience and understanding he may love and care for your people, and grant that together we may follow Jesus Christ, offering our gifts and talents through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Leonard, accept this Bible and be in this place as one who studies and proclaims the Word of God. Leonard, receive this prayer book and be among us as one who leads in prayer and worship.
May these symbols be a sign of the ministry we share together in this place.
Amen. And I'm going to ask one of our wardens to come forward for a moment. And if you could just ask that question.
Mark and Leonard, will you work together with the rest of the ministry team here at St. George on Yonge to build up the mission of God in this place and throughout the neighborhood?
We will. And we ask for your prayers as we share in this ministry God has invited us into. Let us pray. O Lord our God, to you and to your service we devote ourselves. May all the desires of our hearts and will center in what you would have us do. Make us instruments of your salvation for the people entrusted to our care. Grant that we may faithfully serve you and set forth your true and living word. Be always with us in carrying out the duties of our shared ministry. In our preaching, give us readiness of thought and expression. In all we do, may we seek your will and give you honor and praise. All this we pray for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we pray together our collect prayer for this day. Let us pray. Gracious God, give us such a vision of your purpose and such an assurance of your love and power, that we may ever hold fast to the hope we have in Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of God's holy word in Scripture.